This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're now listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the BetRivers Network.
Man, brings a tear to my eye. That was a video I captured March 23rd, 2019. Went to the National Gallery of Canada in Ottawa. Beautiful building. Toured around in my typical fashion, which is sprinting through an art gallery. I'm like, yeah, I get the gist of it. Don't need to see the Renaissance period. I find it creepy. I like the modern art. I like the Group of Seven. And then I was in search of the bar. I was being kept alive by alcohol. And then get to the main, beautiful, all glass inner circle of the National Art Gallery. And that was the National Choir of Canada. I didn't know there was such a thing. And they were singing that song by Gordon Lightfoot. The official name on this Winter's Night with You, I believe it is. Song for a Winter's Night. And I'm like standing there listening to this Canadian choir singing a Canadian legend song. And I'm like, this bottle, this moment. So I will never, ever delete that from my phone. I find it so beautiful. And another great Gord is gone from our country. Gord Downie passes away. Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Pinsett. All the Gords. And how great is it that three of our most famous artists in Canada were Gord? It's Canada. So just fire up the Gord and Lightfoot. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald that's on my playlist. Sundown. Just bangers. And the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is a long song, but it just grips you. He tells a story, a true story. It's like a magnet. It just pulls you in. So rest in peace, Gordon Lightfoot, who I saw at a big fundraiser after my hometown of Peterborough, Ontario had a flood. I don't know if this would have been 15 years ago, and he played at the Peterborough Memorial Center. Got to see him there. My only time seeing him live. It was fantastic. Gordon Lightfoot also looked the same age for the last 30 years, which is very strange. This is Boomsies. Hi, I'm Dan O'Toole. Episode 67. What's up, everybody? This is the Max Pacioretty episode. We name each episode after the Blue Jay or the NHL player who wore that jersey the best. Didn't know this. Max is now with Carolina. I didn't know that. But he's not playing. He tore his Achilles. 855 games played in the NHL, 645 points. And until I looked up his stats, I never realized he was such a consistent goal scorer. I knew he scored goals. Didn't know he scored them so consistently. Six seasons with 30 or more. Patches. His Hurricanes are moving on. Of my first round series picks, I got that one wrong. I had the Isles beating them. I thought the Isles were built for the postseason. Not so much. I got the Devils wrong. I was on the verge of picking the Devils over the Rangers, then talked to a NHL insider buddy. He's like, nah. Devils and too young. Rangers have the experience. That didn't work out. Got the Bruins wrong. I still can't get over that game. And this is why I'm happy that I don't have a team I live and die with in the NHL, because my buddy Monty, Jim Montgomery, coaches the Bruins. So I was like, Team Bruins. I'm like, for my buddy. I'm cheering for my buddy. It was agonizing. Lost sleep over it. Woke up the next day angry about the loss. And I keep going back to the winning goal. If you saw it, Matthew Tkachuk behind the net. And he's the only player trying to get the puck. It was like the Bruins were in a daze that entire game. It was very odd. And not good for my nervous system. I don't think anyone picked the Florida Panthers. Officially. Although Kevin Bieksa kept referring to the fact that he said Florida was going to win. And now Leaf fans, they're probably a little overconfident saying, yeah, we got the Panthers. Yeah, that's what the Bruins probably said too. I picked Seattle over Colorado. We have it on social media. I said it on this podcast. One of the few who picked Seattle. I had the Oilers. Got that right. I'm wearing my Oilers jersey today. This was sent to me. I don't know why. I think it was when the NHL came out with new jerseys. So go Oilers. The sea of people watching the Oilers game in Edmonton is insane. Like, in comparison, the Leafs have like 7 people in a little cage watching their Leafs games. Then you go to the wide shot of the Oilers, the Moss Pit. And I'm like, there's 200,000 people there and selling out their games at Rexall to watch. So cool. I was also wrong on the Jets. They lost to the Knights. Rick Bonus, there is no chance he can ever return to coach that team. After he came out after the Jets lost in that series and said his team had no pushback. And then Blake Wheeler comes out and says, hey, it would have been nice if he told that to our face. Told us that to our faces. There is no chance he can step into that room and have the respect of his players. Cheveldayoff already said he's coming back? What the fuck? Good luck with that. What? Oh my God. Holy crap, that is mind-boggling. Rick Bonus is back to coach the Jets. Good luck. I picked the Stars. Speaking with my NHL buddies, and they're like, the Stars are scary good. They said that Wild team was also very good, and the Stars got rid of them. So the Stars are in the weeds, right? They're just hanging out in the weeds. And I had the Toronto Maple Leafs correct. I am not a Leaf fan, but I am happy for people when things bring them joy. So I am happy for Leafs fans. Overjoyed that people very close to me in my life are finding joy from the Toronto Maple Leafs. And for Tampa, it was a win-win, whether they won or lost. Win, you're like, we literally won. We're proving everyone that this dynasty is a dynasty. If we lose, we finally get time off. So Tampa, finally getting some rest. God, I keep laughing. So the last time the Leafs moved on from a first round series, 2004, and they keep showing this one shot of like people leaving. It was probably still the Air Canada Center though. So 2004, I'm like, did we not bathe back then? Everyone looks like they're wearing clothes they found off the side of the street. Everyone looks unwashed. On Instagram, someone colorized a video from a street in New York City from 1914. The video footage from 1914 was clearer than video footage from 2004. And I know producer Tim, who produces this podcast, will jump in here and say, yeah, because that's on film from 1914. And 2004, we had everything's on like VHS and beta, which is true. Video quality, horrible. YouTube clips from 1982 to 2006 are just god awful. Because the older stuff, like Rocket Richard, if you ever find a video of him, or Jean Beliveau, that was all on film. Very clear. And now we have all these reaction videos of Leaf fans when they move on. And I'm crying watching these. So reminiscent of the golden goal scored in Vancouver. All those reaction shots, tears to my eyes. Love feeling emotion. I love seeing the joy that sports can bring to people. So it was great watching that. But yeah, that stuff from 2004. I think it was recorded on a loaf of bread. That was one of my better lines. Jason Allison, former Leaf, once had a penalty shot. And I said, Jason Allison, moving at the speed of bread. I had some gems. Pretty good gems. You know, Leaf fans are a mess right now. They're teetering between joy and fear. They don't know what to feel. Leafs players are probably the same, so I've brought in someone to help, and that is Dr. Waylon Crust, a team therapist to the Toronto Maple Leafs, a real legit doctor. So, Doc, thanks for joining us. I want to ask, what's a typical day like for you?
Wow. Well, first of all, Dan, of course, thanks for having me here. Dr. Waylon Crust, the actual therapist of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Typical day. Well, I mean, it's a lot different now. I'll tell you that much. Normally right now, I'm on a plane to Mexico. Let's be honest. I'm about to have a good time. Usually I'm reassuring both Sheldon and Kyle that they're going to have a job in the upcoming season, no matter what. But hey, that work's done for me at this point. We're having a laugh. And then I go to Red Lobster and try to get them to make a breakfast for me. And that just never
works. Now, I know you have confidentiality issues. You can't divulge everything that goes on between the players and coaches and you. But can you tell us anything that's gone on in your sessions?
Ooh, of course. You know, Dan, doctor patient confidentiality prevents me from spilling any real tea here. But that being said, I'm a bit of an unorthodox therapist, so I'll just go ahead and do it. I don't mind. Okay. Wow. Something I've learned in there. This is no real big secret, but I mean, John Tavares, God love him, scoring such a big goal the other night. No personality. Okay. Guy doesn't have one. And that is a clinical disorder. That is not a judgment by me whatsoever. This is a man who has a non-personality disorder. Just for example, his favorite drink is oat milk. Like, to drink, not to put in things, just to slug back on a Friday night. So
can you put a label on that?
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. Mostly it's the company Silk. They make the oat milks there, I believe. Do you know what I mean?
I wanted a label on the disorder.
Oh, the disorder, of course, obviously. Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we run it pretty loose these days. We're just calling it, you know, non-personality disorder or boring head. Sometimes we just call it that, yeah. I've been showing Willie Nylander Rorschach tests lately, you know, and his answers are always him. It's just he sees himself every time, and it's bizarre. Never seen it before.
Now, what is the worst thing that's happened to the team as far as morale goes that you've witnessed?
Well, you know, I think, you know, fans and people in the media might guess, you know, that it'd be something like, you know, blowing an entire series to the Montreal Canadiens, even though they were up 3-1, for example, or, you know, just all of the first round losses, of course, the many years of disgrace and shame. But actually it was, losing, the footlong hot dog place, Berkey's Dogs, in the Scotiabank Arena. Once that was gone, the boys had a real tough time. They liked the fried onions and they've never really recovered from that. And I think this might be the first year where, we're seeing some bounce back there mentally. Is that because of me? You know, am I in there frying up onions for these guys every session, you know, loading up a footer and hucking it to them before a game? Doctor patient confidentiality, I can't say.
Now, Willen, you talk about your unorthodox style and you're divulging a lot of information here. A quick Google search shows us that you are in fact not a doctor.
You know, I mean, is Frasier a doctor?
No, like, he's a, you know what I mean? That's a TV show.
No, but the real guy, is he
no,
a doctor?
Kelsey Grammer, he is not.
I'm pretty sure he is. I don't know. I thought he was this
Theodore
whole time.
Theodore Huxtable?
So. Hey, who's that? Yeah, no, he probably no, is. I don't know. Listen, Dan, the word doctor is thrown around, okay? It's more of a term of endearment these days, you know? Dr. Dan O'Toole, right? Everyone calls you that. No one's like, I Google search you. You're not a real doctor. Oh, well, I mean, you should run in the circles I run in because that's what we're doing. We're calling lots of people doctors these days. So, you know, yeah, sure. Do I have accreditation? Did I go to school for this? You know, do I understand anything about how the human brain works? You know, no, the answer is no to those things, and I think that's fine.
But is it when you're working with professional athletes?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Actually, you know what, you don't even actually need to be a doctor to be a therapist to professional athletes. That's just something I do for myself. You know, you anyone can get hired to talk an athlete out of a slump, or, you know, get them to maybe try something more flavorful than oat milk, you know. So and that's where I'm at. And that's why I've had such a luxurious career. And yes, I do call it luxurious.
By the way, you're breaking earth-shattering news because the jersey sponsor for the Leafs is milk. So their own captain is going against their title sponsor on their jersey.
Yes, exactly. Huge controversy within the dressing room. As you know, everyone on the Leafs rosters are big milk heads, just in general. But again, Tavares being the black sheep, you know, he goes with the oat milk, and it's a rift. It's a rift that I've had to heal. You know, I say, hey, toss a little Kahlua in there, you know, and get a little Vodskis going, and let's have a white Russian. But what would you call it if it's oat milk? I don't know, a white Bulgarian.
Well, oat milk's not even white. It's kind of like a.
It's like a dim, it's like a light gray.
Light gray Russian.
It's like a dim beige. Yeah, a dim beige Russian.
So you could call that drink a summer day in Russia, because it's always gray.
Yeah, it's an overcast. Yeah. Listen, this is why I get paid the big bucks, okay? You know what I mean? This is what we're doing here.
Okay, well, Doctor, we thank you for coming on here and divulging this very specific information about the Toronto Maple Leafs that has no scientific basis.
I think that's what you're looking for there. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Maybe you are a doctor. You just helped me find a word.
Honestly, I'm not a doctor, and that's why I can do that. I, you know, doctor-patient confidentiality means nothing to me.
Wait, did you say you aren't a doctor?
Oh, sorry. No, just joking. Ha ha ha.
Thanks, Doc.
Bit of a prank.
Okay, I gotta pull back the curtain here. That man was not a doctor. That was Andy Hull. And he's with the Second City in Toronto. And they have a show taking place all summer. Skyline's the Limit. I say the same about Second City as I say about stand-up comedy shows. You never go to it and say, man, I wish I hadn't come to this. You laugh your ass off. It's on the main stage in Toronto all summer long. And he wrote on Jay and I's show there for a while. Very funny human. Plays a good doctor. Plays a pretty good doctor. So as we move into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I wear this Oilers jersey, we take one step closer to an all-Canadian final. Imagine, can we dare to dream a Leafs-Oilers final? The Moss Pit in Edmonton may stretch all the way to Ontario. And the rumor is I don't know what they call the area outside the Scotiabank. What is it? The Leaf Den? Leafs Den? The Leafs Cage. Whatever they call it, they're extending it. But due to the geography where that rink is, you're surrounded by buildings. So unless they stretch it all the way down to the dome, and then that fucks up traffic. Sorry, I'm not supposed to swear. That F's up traffic big time. If you stretch that further down the street, you aren't getting out of downtown for a week. McDavid versus Matthews. Oh, crap. Those games will be like 10-9. How much longer than the Oilers win like 6-5 games? Eventually, you got to batten down the hatches. And I said this from the start of the season. I'm like, you can't have to score 6 goals every game, 7 goals, 8 goals. Come playoffs, you got to win a 2-1 game here and there. I had never seen a play like the one where Skinner went to play the puck and his stick broke. And I am so happy that the Oilers won after that happened. When the puck came back to him, went to play it into the corner, stick breaks, gives it right to the Kings. I am so happy that the Oilers won so Skinner doesn't have to live with that. And also that video emerged showing the stick breaking. Because after that happens, he's sitting there, and I know they have sports psychologists, but it's entering your brain. He has to think, what are people saying right now? Well, what is being said about me right now by every hockey fan? And he doesn't have to live with that ghost. Thank God. Big night here. Peterborough Pete's going to a game at the Memorial Center in my hometown. It will be sold out. They're into the third round of the OHL playoffs. I'll be in a sold out Memorial Center for the first time since I was at the Memorial Cup and Sebastian Bach sang the Canadian National Anthem. And before that, the last time it was sold out and I was in the building was when Eric Lindros would come to town with the Oshawa Generals. It's going to be electric. Everyone's told to wear white. I've never been part of a whiteout. I'm so jacked. I can't wait. Sports. It's great to feel. But I don't like the bad part of it. I don't like the losing part. So I'm going to stay a free agent for life. I can't do it. I don't know what it is, but I get great anxiety about small things. And having a team that I was rooting for lose gives me too much anxiety. So I will watch from a distance in a kimono. Something else I wanted to get here. Where the heck was it in my notes? Oh, yeah. The Ottawa Senators. Ryan Reynolds in the running with one team, one group to buy the Sens. Snoop Dogg entering the mix. So the Oilers go from Eugene Melnyk to potentially Ryan Reynolds or Snoop Dogg as owners. That's like only having vanilla ice cream your entire life, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, there's mint chocolate chip as well? There's another world out there? You become a team that, not a laughingstock in the NHL, but one of the smallest market teams in the NHL, to having a massive worldwide star, whether it's Snoop Dogg or Ryan Reynolds, both known around the world, as one of the owners of your team. It's a good time to be a Sens fan. Watch them go with neither of those ownership bids. But speaking of Ottawa, it's home to Center Ice Sports Bar. It's at the Sensplex in Kanata. My cousin Eric, he owns the thing. And I said, hey, during Sens games, are you going to have a shuttle? He said, yeah, it's called pointing to the rink. I'm like, whoa. You can walk. He's like, yeah, you can see the rink from where we are. So you'll be able to pregame at Center Ice and walk over to a Sens game. The Center Ice Sports Bar is also home of a major Boomsies announcement. And we welcome in Eric and Adam Hobbins. Eric, we spoke to you about a month ago. We gave you a specific request for your restaurant with an item to be placed on your menu. You have the opportunity to have the first ever Boomsies menu item in the world. Give us an update.
Well, first, I think it was more of a demand. Let's just back it up. I don't think it was a request. I think you sprung it on me as a demand, and I said I'd look into it. We did look into it. We did do something. We did do something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we do have an item that is about to hit the menu. It is on a new 5 for 5. That sounds bad. We haven't come up with a real name. 5 after 5, even though we're open after 5 all the time anyway. But 5 new items, and one of them is what we call the Boomsie Burger.
Oh boy, I love burgers. What's on this Boomsies burger?
So it's essentially a 6-ounce cheeseburger with bacon, a little diced red onion, some lettuce. But whoa, 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 that's not the specialty. Because it comes with chicken fingers that are tossed in a hot and honey sauce on top of the burger to give it some height. With a dill spear through the toothpick at the top on a brioche bun.
We've got a chicken finger on a burger?
Yeah, it's a tossed one. So it's like tossed like you're having chicken wings, but it's a chicken finger.
So I've been eating this for 3 days, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and I've lost 20 pounds.
But so that's you could describe the Boomsies burger as Boomsies burger. It makes no sense.
No, that's not all though. We know you're a big fan of fries and something else, so we added that. We did Frings. Fries
you're
and onion rings.
You're doing Frings. That comes, you know, Frings is Drake's favorite menu item.
Is it? Well, hey, we're not getting another menu item here, okay? Just one. You're being greedy.
Do you have any Sens Legends menu items?
You know what? We haven't added that yet. We've had a lot of Sens, former Sens in here, but we haven't added. I know Chris Neal's going to be his spring team or summer team, his men's league team. He's here. He was chatting to me earlier. He says, we're going to be up here all the time. So we'll have to monitor what he eats and then potentially transform something in. It might be like the toothless burger, but that doesn't have a good ring to it.
No. How about an Alexei Yashin? And here's the reasoning.
Comes the Alexei
Yashin, the Alexei Yashin menu item would be, you don't want to admit it, but you know you love it.
I loved Yashin, though.
Yeah, I know. So do I.
No, you got to call it like the, it's the deg. The deg is like, it sounds great, but it underperforms the burger. Something like
and,
that.
And it's high costing.
Yeah, costs a lot. $30.
That's how you drum up interest. You have like a $100,000 menu item, and it's the deg. No one will ever order, and if they do, hey, it's a win-win for everyone.
And it comes with a copy of Baywatch.
Did he marry a Baywatch?
Did he was dated Pamela Anderson for a hot minute.
Was he like a director?
Know your facts, guys.
Well, guys, we really appreciate it. It's the first ever menu item named after a podcast, I believe, in Canadian history.
Okay, well, hang on. You haven't really hit the press just yet, Dan, because you need to come and taste it.
Yeah, I got to make my way up Highway 7.
I have to get
in the
car.
Well, that drives a 3 hour. That's a solid 3 hours.
Hey, put the pants on. Let's go. It's worth it.
Do you have Uber Eats there?
No Uber Eats. You got to come. We actually got to get some pictures of you even making it.
You don't want me making your food.
Called the trainer.
That's bad for business.
No, so we can't officially stamp it until you've tasted it.
Okay, I'll be there this weekend.
Fair deal?
Yeah, fair deal.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, our pleasure. And remember, Dan, for all your restaurant and thirsty needs, come to Center Ice.
How long do I have to keep eating this burger?
you got to keep tasting it.
You're doing that, Supersize Me.
Yeah.
You're doing a new version of that with your restaurant. You're only eating your menu items for an entire year, and then we check back in.
I'll be honest. We actually have stuff off the menu every single day, so we're always inventing. It's actually quite tasty. We haven't gotten sick.
Okay, we've given you enough plug.
No, come on, we got it.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, thanks.
Still don't, still baffles my mind. A chicken finger on a burger, but hey, don't knock it till you try it. Try the Boomsies Burger at Center Ice. It's pretty cool, though. Come on. We have a menu item. Name another podcast. You don't have a Joe Rogan menu item anywhere. You don't have a... I don't know any other podcasts. Not that I listen to Joe Rogan, I just know he makes a lot of money putting his out there and talks for a long time. Joe Rogan, yeah, 3 hours? We like to go around 40 minutes, not 40 hours, 40 minutes. We have a CHL prize pack to give out to our best phone call or email of the week. You can call us at 289-796-2001, 289-796-2001, or send us an email at letstalk@gmail.com. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hey, Dan, Tim, and Z. It's Joe Archer calling. Dan, when you brought up the incredibly loud game of Hungry Hungry Hippos, you made me go back in time about 25 years ago. I watched a commercial for this brand new game called Hoppin' Poppin' Spaceballs. Now, being 7, I was intrigued. I must get this new and fun game. Now, we have to blame marketing, because that commercial failed to show that kids leaving the set were bleeding from their eardrums. When I opened my gift for my birthday, I was ecstatic. I had the game. Hoppin' Poppin' Spaceballs is mine. Then, it was dawned upon us. We set it up, and we started to play. This game sounded like you put rocks in a blender, attached a microphone to said blender, and then connected the microphone to the main stage at Coachella. Of course, it also took like 800D batteries, and it didn't last long. I'm fairly certain my mom regretted that birthday present very much. With all that said, I thanked her very, very dearly, and being 7, probably played it a few more times, but man, was it loud. Anyway, thanks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
I just looked it up, and if you have one of the Hoppin' Poppin' Spaceball games, Something came out of me there. It sells for over $100 on eBay now. And it looks like the middle portion of Sori. I've never seen this game in my life. Hoppin' Boss. Oh, yeah, that looks, you can tell that thing's going to be loud. It's just a bunch of tabs that you throw balls around. That was George, I believe, on the call. He kind of mumbled his name, or maybe I just wasn't listening correctly. George, I really appreciate the phone call. Hope you still have the hoppin' poppin' spaceballs. And you can sell that on eBay. Let's get to our emails. The subject heading for this one is Aaron Belisle. Hey, Dan, I couldn't believe when I saw you posting Instagram videos of Aaron Belisle. Let me interject here. Aaron Belisle is a comedian. And I saw him open for Tom Green, and he was one of the greatest comedians I've ever seen in my life. And I follow him on Instagram, and he sent out a video about mental health. So I put that in my stories. And also, a lot of people reached out to me, and they're like, are you okay too? I'm like, I'm good. I'm just helping promote Aaron Belisle. Let me continue with the email. I've been a Kill Tony listener for years, and Aaron has been appearing on the show for the last few months. What an incredible talent. He's going to be a superstar. I think he'd be a great guest. Please try to get him on and bring him into the Boomsies world. I know he's friends with Tom Green, so you already have an in. The more exposure he can get, the better. Yes, Aaron Belisle is blowing up right now. And if you don't know his story, he has cerebral palsy, and he is a comedian that can't speak. So he brings a speaker onto the stage and his iPhone. And he tells all his jokes by typing them out. And I'm not lying when I said he had us in the palm of his hand when he opened up for Tom Green. It was absolutely spectacular. So I have reached out to Aaron, and we're trying to actually arrange to have him on this podcast because he wanted to come in person. And I said, I don't know if we have the capabilities because we only have one mic. We did one podcast with Brian Bickle in my backyard. Maybe we'll do from the backyard with Aaron. Or just get another mic for the basement. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but what do I know? Hey, Toolsy. Ginger ale doesn't make your tummy better? It finally makes sense, since the only ginger that got me feeling good and erect was ginger from Gilligan's Island. What the? Bumsies? Big Dog Rob. Ooh. I'm going to have to beep that one. Big Dog Rob. Keep it PG, buddy. He was referring to Boomsies Newsies last week, when they did a scientific study and found out ginger ale, you know, when you take it when you're sick, it does nothing. Hey, Dan, Tim, and Z-Money. Just finishing episode 65 of Boomsies with all the talk about kids' board games. I wanted to know if any of you still play board games and what your favorites might be. That's from Brad the Dad. I will tell you this, Connect Four. We play that often here in this house. We also broke out Operation the other day. If you have an original Operation game, hold on to that. Because the original Operation, it had, when you buzzed and hit the corners while trying to get the stuff out of your patient, you got a little shock into you. Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but there was a zap. There was some strength behind that. I want to feel like an apprentice electrician when I'm playing a board game. And that's what the original Operation gave you. The new one, it's like a boo. Ooh. I'm like, I want to feel alive. I want to see what heaven and hell is like at the same time while playing this board game. The new one does not provide that. So bring back dangerous games. We need them. Dan, 'tis I, the Bass of the Sea. This past weekend, I went out with my niece for ice cream. While standing in line, the worker, who I can only describe as a very angry biker-looking fellow, was clearly not having a good day. A kid ordered a vanilla ice cream cone. He shoved the ice cream onto the cone like it owed him money, then shoved it to the kid saying, "Take it!" In a voice I can only describe as eerily similar to the one voicemail, "Hey, Dan O'Toole." Yeah, that one. Anyways, the people in front of me tried...
Hey, Dan O'Toole, huh?
Anyways, the people in front of me tried to get cookie dough ice cream. That didn't go over well with Biker Scooper Dude. He responded, "Get something more manly, not that garbage." What the heck? What kind of an ice cream shop is this? First off, I've never seen a biker dude scooping ice cream. "Have you started a cookie dough revolution?" "No, no, 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 Seabass. All wrong. Cookies and cream is garbage. Cookies and cream should be punted off the planet. Cookie dough, now there's an ice cream. Little chunks of cookie dough in your ice cream? Delish. Cookies and cream? Hot piss." Anyways, a bit behind in the pod, but enjoying episodes as usual. Seabass. I would love to know if this ice cream shop, this biker-run ice cream shop in which they shove ice cream at you and then ridicule you for your order, actually exists, because I need to go there. Z Money, prize pack. Who we got, bud?
I'm going to go with Brad the Dad because I love a good board game.
Oh, are you playing any board games over there, Z Money?
Risk is probably my favorite board game, but I haven't played it in a while.
Okay, here's the problem. It's very time consuming.
Yeah, it's a long game. I also always wanted to play Settlers of Catan, but could never really find anyone to play it with me. It recently came out as a video game version, so I played that, and I'm glad it wasn't a lot of money.
Oh, it's garbage?
It's okay. It's just... it's a long game. I'm sure it'd be better off as a board game. It doesn't maybe translate as well as a video game.
Risk is a phenomenal game, but yeah, you know you're in for at least the first round of the game because it's tough to finish in one sitting. You're minimum 1 hour. Minimum. So it's got to be a day where you know you're going to be stuck inside. So yeah, Risk is... an all-timer. We used to play that in college all the time, and there is near fights. Because if you leave the game, you come back, you're accusing your roommates of cheating. They're accusing you. When really, someone probably just bumped the table by mistake, and all the pieces went everywhere. And the strategy involved in Risk? So much strategy. Huh. Man, get a game of Risk going this weekend. Z Money, come on over.
Deal. I just want to let our listeners know that we have only 4 more CHL packs to go. Our CHL prize pack contest is ending on the week of May 31st. So get your emails and calls in and win yourself a CHL prize pack.
Makes sense. That's when the CHL season is probably going to be over. So makes perfect sense. Z Money, Boomsies, Newsies. Do we have time or?
I don't think we got time this week. We'll have to save them for next week.
Oh, God. Well, at least we got to hear your voice. And he gone. Leafs fans, Oilers fans, I'm rooting for you. All the other teams left, don't care. But, and here's the other thing. If you've got a Leafs fan in your life, if you've got an Oilers fan, don't shit on them. Let them have, why don't you want people to have joy? Just let them have it. Let them be happy. Please. That's enough from me. In the meantime, give someone a hug and be nice. Doesn't cost you anything. See you next week.
Welcome to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole. Live from Orno in the heart of Ontario. Oh, baby, Boomsies.
Thanks for listening to Boomsies.